I'd like to read a little bit from the very end of the book, because this really sort of sums up how Dave felt about it in the end, because he talks about how the whole scene blew up after Dylan became a superstar, and everybody started making big money and moving to Woodstock. And, you know, he got his big payday, he made his major label record albums, but he stayed in the Village because, goddammit, he liked it there. And then the scene was over, and there he was back to playing the little clubs, and the major labels stopped calling. The major labels, as he puts it, they'd figured out that I was never going to sell a million records, and they stopped coming around. That was not a particularly pleasant feeling, and I felt frustrated for a while, but then I adjusted to the situation. In a way, I was lucky, because the people who arrived between 1963 and 1968 thought they had found Fat City, and when the money dried up, it was a terrible shock. Some of them haven't adjusted to this day. I had gotten into the business before there was any money to speak of, so it was relatively easy for me to come to terms with the thought that what goes up must come down. And what's more, I've always been something of a doom crier and had been predicting grass growing on McDougal Street for years. So when the scene shut down, I felt the satisfaction of a Seventh-day Adventist on the day the world really does come to an end. And as a Village resident, I enjoyed being able to walk down the street without having to fight my way through the hordes of tourists. I had to tour a little more than I liked, but between the concerts and some teaching, I was making a reasonable living playing the music I loved, and that was a hell of a lot more than I had expected when I started out in this business, or than my education or my family background would have led anyone to predict. So, for the last 30 years, I've been fighting a reasonably successful holding action. And as the Irishman who fell off the Empire State Building said as he passed the 41st floor, so far, so good. I'm still making my own musical choices, and people have kept coming to the shows and buying the records. There are perhaps 200 people in the country whose musical opinions I really care about, and most of them like my work, and that was the object of the exercise from the get-go. Being a musician, even a good musician, is not a ticket to ride. It's a job, and at times it can be very hard work. But then someone will come up and say, "Hey, Dave, I heard you in 1962 in Samarkand." And that's nice. I never made a fortune. As a matter of fact, I've often been deeply in debt. But damn it, this is what I wanted to do, and I've been able to do it for almost 50 years, and I haven't had to do anything else. And what more can I ask? I wanted to be a musician, and I am a musician, and that's what it's all about.